Exclusive, annual SNAP payment error rate report shows billions going to the wrong people. By Hannah Knudsen on June 24, 2026. Billions of dollars worth of Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, payments are going to the wrong people. And the Trump administration is determined to hold states accountable. Breitbart News got an exclusive look at the SNAP payment error rates, PER, from the United States Department of Agriculture, USDA. The rates reflect how states are measuring SNAP eligibility. The national payment error rate for fiscal year 2025 is much higher than the congressional threshold of 6%, standing at 10.62%. In the grand scheme, it reflects what the USDA describes as a modest decrease from the level the year prior. However, this still reflects a whopping $10.17 billion in improper payments across the country. The USDA provided an infographic showcasing the states standing as the biggest offenders. In alignment with H.R.1, the Big Beautiful Bill, states with payment error rates, PER, at or above the 6% threshold will be responsible for covering 5%, 10%, or 15% of their state's benefits. The higher their PER, the higher the percentage. Beginning as soon as October 1, 2027, the infographic explains. Some of the worst offenders include California, 10.93%, Minnesota, 12.58%, Virginia, 12.32%, New York, 13.18%, Florida, 12.97%, Maine, 10.81%, Rhode Island, 12.42%, Maryland, 13.08%, and Massachusetts, 12.49%. Notably, Washington, D.C., has an error rate of 18.66%. States below the 6% threshold include Vermont, 5.38%, Wisconsin, 5.72%, Kentucky, 4.7%, Iowa, 5.34%, Nebraska, 5.9%, South Dakota, 2.47%, Wyoming, 3.96%, Utah, 5.54%, and Idaho, 3.85%. These payment error rates are further proof that state accountability is severely lacking in SNAP, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said in a statement. USDA has taken historic action to help interested states curb SNAP waste, and I hope other states, regardless of political leadership, prioritize needy families and the American taxpayer over politics. USDA emphasized that H.R.1 added new guardrails for payment error rates on the state level and consequences for failure. States that are above the congressional threshold must submit a corrective action plan to USDA's Food and Nutrition Administration. Each state agency determines SNAP eligibility. In New York, for instance, a family size of 5 may be eligible if their annual gross income is $48,948 or less. Other states have begun to implement the new SNAP provisions required under the Big Beautiful Bill. Texas announced implementation of the new rules in February, for example. The new rules, announced by the Texas Health and Human Services Commission, HHSC, require SNAP recipients to perform at least 20 hours of work per week or 80 hours per month. Recipients must document and report all hours worked to the HHSC to remain eligible for benefits. The new rules require SNAP recipients to respond to any letters or requests from the Texas Workforce Commission concerning SNAP employment and training, accept a suitable job if offered, and not voluntarily quit any job or reduce work hours to fewer than 30 hours per week without good cause. The exemptions to the work requirements are limited and apply to those taking care of a child under 6 years old, providing care for someone who cannot care for themselves, receiving unemployment benefits or having applied for benefits, not working because of physical or mental health reasons, or taking part in a drug or alcohol treatment program, among others. Cracking down on food stamp fraud has remained a priority of the USDA, and Rollins highlighted that earlier this month, weeks ahead of this report. At USDA has never had access to state SNAP data. Not until this administration demanded it. That's why every figure from years past is meaningless. From the 29 states that DID share data, we've already identified at least $3 billion a year in fraud. Extrapolated nationwide, more than $10 billion. This isn't erroneous payments. This is fraud, and yes, at Rep. Angie Craig, I know the difference. Do you? In May, Rollins revealed that 14,000 people in one state alone were receiving food stamps while also driving luxury vehicles, including Bentleys, Ferraris, Lamborghinis, Maseratis, and Porsches. On Tuesday, she announced more alleged fraudsters were caught in their tracks, accused of stealing as much as $2.8 million from the SNAP program.